this morning comes from our youth. They've got some powerful things to share with us this morning. And just to start us off, I just want us to be thinking about what they're saying. They're not saying that they're going to live a perfect life. We're not going to put that pressure on them. Some of the parents might be saying, that's what we want. That's not the point of confirmation. The point is to say that our youth are professing the belief that they have a guide in life. And that guide, Jesus Christ, can lead them to the path where they need to go, and that is to be with their Heavenly Father. And that's simply what we ask here at Peace. And the best thing that we can do in life is simply to be their cheerleaders, encourage them not to live perfect lives, but to seek out that guide that will pick them up and take them to the Heavenly Father. So our first confirmand to share with us their faith statement is Sarah Grassel, again for our youth. Once you have finished sharing your faith statement, please stay at the podium because we have some words of affirmation to share with you. So Sarah, please come on up.
God has completely changed my life the past few years. He's given me an identity by calling me his child and has taught me to place my worth in him over other less permanent things. He's given my life a meaning and a purpose and has been there for me through some really tough times. My faith doesn't just mean something to me. It means everything because God has given me everything. He's blessed me with amazing family and friends and has surrounded me with love. He's given me eternal life through Jesus, his son, and most importantly, has given me a way to know him, knowing that no matter what happens, he will always be by my side through the good and the bad, and is greater and more powerful than anything or anyone I will ever face. Gives me courage and strength when I feel weak, and gives me hope and light in the darkest parts of life. I know I will never be alone because he will always be right there next to me wherever I go and will provide what I need to get through anything. I hope that each day will bring me closer to him.
Thank you, Sarah. I have some words of affirmation from someone that had their eyes on you from a very early age. Her name is Catherine Garrison. I want to share these words that she wrote for you just last week. Dear Sarah, when you were very young, I met you at the OSU thrift shop when you accompanied Mrs. Warnke to the store. You and your older sister pitched in and helped us put items away, and sometimes I watched your delight when you discovered some cute items of clothing at a bargain price. Having you in the store cheered us all. At Peace Lutheran Church, I watched from a distance as the little girl with blushing cheeks grew into a beautiful and accomplished young woman. Confirmation is a step toward adulthood. How frightening that can be. You will face challenges, new friends, new classes, and difficult choices. But as you grow, you may even encounter challenges to your own faith. Know that God is always at your side to guide you, ready to support you in all your efforts. God hears your prayers. You may not think he is listening, but he is at your side as you journey through life. And she has a special passage for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. I hope you continue to discover and develop your talents and abilities. I send you my prayers and wishes for a life full of love and faith. I wish you success in your life, both in your pursuits and your faith in God. Sincerely, Catherine Garrison. And Sarah, your life verse comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 2 and 3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Congratulations, Sarah. And our next person to share their faith statement is going to be Clara Stanley.
I chose the verse Joshua 1:9 because I think it applies to all aspects of life. What I mean is I think this verse is something that everybody, no matter how old or how young, should listen to. This verse means that God is always going to be with you no matter what happens in life and no matter what the challenges you go through are. I think it means that even when you're faced with things that are difficult, you shouldn't be afraid because God will always be there to help you. My faith is important to me because with God, I'm a better person than I am without him. As my life continues, I know he will always be someone I can talk to about my problems and look to for forgiveness of my sins. He is always willing to listen, even when I feel alone or like I have no one to talk to. I know that God is never going to leave my side no matter what happens, and I know that he wants the best for me. I also know that he has a plan for my life, which is very comforting. My faith affects my everyday life in lots of different ways. For example, if I'm dealing with some stress from school or an activity that I do, I know I can turn to God to help me figure out how to handle it and how I can use him as someone to go to when problems come up. Sometimes small issues can seem like bigger problems than they actually are, and sometimes people don't see that. I know I'm guilty of this, but when I overreact or overthink situations, God knows how to help me see that I need to calm down and helps me figure out what to do. Looking forward in my life, if I didn't have my faith, the future would definitely seem more scary than it does. Knowing that God is always going to be there for me is very comforting because he makes sure that I will always have someone I can turn to, even in times of struggle. He is always willing to listen and forgive what I have done and helps me get through some tough times too. When I think about my future, I realize it's going to be hard to find my place in society because there are so many standards for people to achieve. I think with God's help, I can do it, even if it's hard. I know life isn't going to be easy, but with God, I know I'll be able to get through anything.
Thanks for sharing, Clara. Your life verse, again, you quoted. I want to read it again. It's from Joshua 1, verse 9. It's these words. Be strong and of good cheer, good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I have some words for you from your neighbor. And she literally is looking down upon you. She lives up on a hill and looks down below and sees you often. These words of affirmation, a wonderful neighbor of yours, Jean Worth, wrote these for you just last week. Clara, I enjoyed many smiles from you, from Clara, while she was engrossed in the confirmation process and the memorization. We had agreed she would call me by 5 p.m. on the day before class to share the memory work with me. And Clara was just right on the ball with her calls until one day, there at 5 o'clock, there was no call from Clara. I called Clara, and although it took a few rings before she answered, I said, Clara, it's after 5 p.m. and I haven't heard from you. There was a short silence, and she said, I am in the Columbia Gorge hiking with my grandparents, and I forgot. We laughed, but then she shared the memory work for the week with me, all of it without hesitation. It was a joy working with my neighbor, Clara. God has been generous in his gift giving to Clara, and she has shared her musical talents with us, and a number of us have enjoyed watching her in her many sport activities, volleyball, basketball, and her favorite, softball. Clara, you are a lovely young lady, and Proverbs 31, verse 25, aptly describes you, for it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And another proverb tells you, in his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Believe always, God walks with you. Congratulations, Clara.
Our next confirmand to share their faith statement will be Laurel and Beulie.
I've learned that it is trusting and looking towards God that is really important in life. It is especially important when you feel stressed or nervous or unsure of what's happening. Some of these places could be at school or at home or after school. I know that I can turn to God when I'm worried or stressed about tests, projects, late work at school. Sometimes school can be stressful too. Finding your way around a new school, learning how it works, can be tricky, but asking God for help can make you feel confident. Right now is especially a good time to turn to God because of the virus and social distancing. It can be really stressful and scary with all of the changes. I've been thinking about the changes in going to school and what school could look like next year when I'm going to high school. Being away from family and friends, I was disappointed to cancel our trip to Bend we were going to take to visit people we don't see very often. In online school, we get to continue learning, things from earlier and talk to teachers and classmates. On Sunday, we watch church together as a family, and it's a routine and a reminder that we can always ask God for help.
Thank you very much, Laurel. Wonderful thoughts there. Laurel's confirmation verse comes from Joshua 1:9, and it reads, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And I have a few words to share with you from somebody who you've gotten to know very well over the last few years, somebody you've worked with throughout confirmation. And when I asked her if she would write a few words for you, she was very excited. "Dear Laurel, sorry I can't be there to witness your big day today, but please know that I am very proud of you. I've seen you learn and grow so much in the last 2 years. It has been a pleasure being a mentor to you through your confirmation class journey. Remember that our God will always be by your side and that he loves you very much. With love, Margaret Philpott." Congratulations, Laurel. And our next confirmand to come up will be Kian Stokes.
Deuteronomy 4:29. But from there you seek the Lord your God. You will find him if you look for him with all your heart and all your soul. Why I chose this verse? This means a lot to me getting confirmed. It feels like God is there for me and with me, and he's stuck with me forever.
Thank you for your humor. Kian, this is a big day, and I have quite a bit actually for you here from Merv Munster, who's watched you over the last couple years kind of grow and develop into, the man you're becoming. He says, in Joshua 1, verse 9, we read, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Confirmation is one more step in the life of a Christian. At my own confirmation 50-some years ago, remember, this is Merv, not me, I had no clue as to where God would lead me or what task he would place before me. I had only my own thoughts and vague plans. You may be in a similar position right now, Kian. I was pretty sure then that God had some sort of plan worked out for me. Now, I am totally convinced that he not only had a plan, but he has been with me every step of the way, guiding, pointing, correcting, protecting, and blessing me as only he can. As you move forward in life, the God that God has given you, remember that God goes with you in both the good experiences and also with the painful or negative experiences that surely come to his sinful children. I pray that you will use these gifts and abilities that God has given you to serve him in whatever path he may take or you may take. Just remember that our loving God is there with you, wanting only the best for you, his special child. Congratulations, Kian.
Our final confirmand, Caleb Santora. Please come forward to share.
The reason I value my relationship with our Heavenly Father is because without him, I don't know what I would do. There would really be nothing to look forward to in life, because without him, if you really think about it, there is nothing. But thanks to God, I have a wonderful time to look forward to, even if I'm a sinner. This is why I chose this verse about God's forgiveness of my sins. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This verse shows me that even though I'm a sinner, God still loves me so much that he gives his son so that I may live eternal life with him. Even though I'm a sinner, I am so excited to have this chance to get closer to our Heavenly Father and learn more and more about him and his great works.
Caleb, a question for you. Did you know that you had a huge fan base? You do. And so in a couple ways, I want you to think about that today with the words that I'm going to share with you. First off, our Heavenly Father loves you very much and values you very much. but also a huge fan that you have in your life, all these people that are here, your family, Vicar, and myself, but also the person that wants to share these words, which is Bill Krueger, who's known you for a very long time. He's a big fan of yours. Bill wants to remind you of this verse from Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 and 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Dear Caleb, there is so much in this verse. Jesus tells us that God truly loves you. He has given you everything you need to excel in this life. Plus, he already has a place reserved for you in heaven. Keep Jesus in your heart, and your joys in life will be greater, while your sorrows will be more bearable. Talk to the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you towards the right path for you. Use the gifts God has given to you, and your life will be productive and happy. Remember, God takes care of all his creation, so trust in him always. Your friend, Bill Krueger. Congratulations, Caleb. And your verse, which you read, again, is Romans chapter 5, verse 8, which says this, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ Jesus died for us." Congratulations, Caleb.
And congratulations to all the confirmands. This is a big, special day. This is a time for us to reflect on our relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we're able to approach our Heavenly Father in prayer, as we do now together as a church.